Blog Talk Radio.
EK on the spot.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot, and this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
Chasing y'all, no way down no block or nothing. Also, make sure you follow me on the Facebook. I also did a fan page. Everybody was like, do a fan page. I did a fan page. So Emma E2K, okay? Make sure you click on like. You like, you like, you like it, you like it, you like it. The sexy like it. So just click on like, Emma E2K. So I have Emma E2K, I have Emma Everything to Know, and I have the other Emma, which is my government, which is only family and friends. So you already know what I said about family and friends, right? Okay, holla. Make sure you only hit me on the industry page, people. I'm not going to accept this, everybody that I don't know. Also, shout out to the event that went down for Sano, which was last Tuesday, on September 14th. Shout out to his wife and the kids. I heard it was a great event. Everybody went out there, did their ones and twos. Shout out to 950 that performed because of the records, T-Weapons. There was a lot of people in attendance, and I heard it went great, and I'm so glad about that because that's very well deserved. You know, Sano paved the way for a lot of Latinos out here, with a lot of Latinos that are out here doing their ones and twos right now. So, you know, people, I'm just saying, never forget where you come from, because that's going to determine where you're going. So I never forget where I come from. That's why I even shout out all the way back to my grandmama. You know, shout out to Mami Tere. May she rest in peace. I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, you got to go back to the ancestors. You got to go back to the past and come back to the present. So anyway, let's get into my topic. Brum, bum, bum. Brum, bum, bum, bum. So the topic for this week is, right? Because, you know, I always come up with a topic based on something that happens to me or that I hear or whatever. Or I can just do whatever I want, basically, in my show. Okay. So the topic I picked, I was having a conversation, like I always do. I can't stop talking. That's why I would talk show. Yeah, okay. I was having a conversation with somebody, and we were I had wrote something on a Facebook. If you go follow my fan page, I'm A2K. I started writing something called The Special Guy. And I got into... I'm doing like a short, it's like almost like a short story. So I threw it up there to see what people thought about it. And tonight everybody's like, oh, that's hot. I want to know the ending of it, blah, blah, blah. So this topic today is based actually on that, what I started writing, which is a special guy. What qualifies a person to, or what's the qualification for a person to be that special guy or that special girl in your life? You know? It could be as simple as, oh, they give me a massage, or they listen to me, or he takes out the trash, or he actually does dishes. I mean, you know, it could be as simple as that makes him special to you, or, you know, he knows where he's going in life, or he gives me the greatest sex, whatever it is that, you know, triggers your fantasy. And for guys, too, what is it that makes that girl that special person in your life? Because you can be with thousands of girls, but there's always just that one particular, and if you're lucky, you maybe get two, that you say that they're special, you know, that they did something special. Not that they did something acrobatic, okay, guys, let's be for real, like, seriously. And when I see special, when I say special, I mean that you think about them, that you go to sleep and you dream and you get up and they're in your thoughts or something you see or a song that you hear, you're like, wow, you know, that reminds me of, you know, Emma. So call me 347-826-7722. Let me know what your qualifications are for a person to be that special guy or that special girl in your life, you know. What do you consider special? You know, what's special? It could be that he has green eyes. He's special. Or it could be the way he talks, his voice. Just the way you feel when he's around. Damn, I wish I would have made a copy of what I wrote because I really can't remember. That would have been hard for me to read it, right? That's what I guess for being unprepared. But if you go, again, to my Facebook, Emma E2K, and scroll down on the note that says special guy, then you can read it and you can kind of get an understanding of at least what is special to me. Not me in particular, because as a writer, I put myself in other people's shoes. Just because I'm writing about something doesn't necessarily mean that I'm experiencing it or that I'm living it or so or not. See what I mean? So you don't ever know. You never know if that's my story or somebody else's story. And I play the favorite and I'm sticking to it. So make sure you log on and make sure you check that out. Shout out to Lush, who is not here this weekend. We miss you, girl. I know you're listening. I love you. Make sure you call in and give us your opinion on the topic that we're discussing today. and is, what is your qualification for someone being special in your life? So, Rose, I'm going to start with you. Since I don't have a call yet, so I'm going to start with you. I'm picking on Rose Izuke that is hungover since yesterday. So, Rose, what's the definition of you of someone special in your life? What do you consider special? Like, what makes that guy special that you like? Oh, no, he's special. And I don't mean special ed like the yellow bus. I mean, like...
A friend, a companion,
you know, someone that you actually can say, wow, this person is special. Like, I've never experienced a feeling or spoke to this person, or, you know, the person that you've spoken to for 4 hours on the phone and you never catch yourself dead talking to somebody more than 10 minutes. That's special. That's what I'm talking about.
I think there's someone that has level to them, because most people are just like...
That has level to them?
Yeah.
I'm loving your answer. Continue.
Thanks. Some people are just one-sided. Like, they're just closed off to everything.
Mm.
I think to be special, you have to have different views, and you have to not... I don't think you should be judgmental. Like, to be special, you can't be judgmental.
So
you have to take in all things, right? Because...
A special person shouldn't be judgmental, you're saying.
Well, to me.
To you. Your qualifications, and they should have levels.
Right, levels. I think when you're intelligent, you're special.
Wow. Well, then that's not that many special people in the world, are there? So if we're judging special by intelligence, we're fucked up. Anyway, so I just want to also give a shout out to all the Pisces. I don't even know why I went there, but like, I'm going to give a shout out to all the Pisces and everybody celebrating a birthday this week, today, tomorrow. There's so many people, so many Virgos. Man, shout out to all the Virgos. Virgos is heavy in the paint. I want to shout out my sister, Marisol's man, Peter. Today's his birthday today, too. So happy birthday. Happy 60th. I only care. I'm going to have 60. All right, so. But happy birthday to you, Peter. And happy birthday to all the Virgos. You know, doing their 1-2s today, this whole week, this whole month, until, you know, to their birthday, to the, I don't even know which day the Virgo ends. So, anyways, let me bring in a caller. 212, you're on with Emma, 201 or 212, you're on with Emma E2K? E2K on the spot. 201? 202?
Yo, what up, Emma?
Yo, what's good? Who's this?
It's Genius.
Hey, Genius, what's going on? We got Genius in the building. What's going on, babe? So did you hear my topic? Did you hear what I'm discussing today?
No, I ain't get a chance to hear the topic. I just called in for a brief moment while I was stepping outside the hospital to show some support.
Hospital? Why are you in the hospital?
Well, I'm not in the hospital. My son in the hospital right now. But
is everything okay? Oh my God, I feel like horrible. Why are you calling and your son's in the hospital?
Well, I'm outside right now, just getting some fresh air. But he's okay now. He's stable right now.
Okay, well, my prayers definitely go out to you and your family. I'm gonna make it brief for you because I know you want to get back to me. And I totally appreciate you even calling in. Wow, that's crazy. You just change my whole tone here. Okay, all right. Let's go back to the topic. What makes a woman or girl, woman to you? I'm not gonna say girl because you're a man. What makes a woman special, according to you? What, like, what are the qualifications that you would say, you know, this woman is really special, or I feel she's special to me?
Well, I mean, one, I would say nowadays is being real, and not just talking about being real, but letting your actions show that you're real, number one. And, you know, actually carrying yourself like a woman. Nowadays, we're in a time where people don't act like they're supposed to act. You know, and I'm from the old school, so, I mean, if you carry yourself like a lady, you get treated like a lady. You know, so that, and if you got something going for yourself, you know, physically, that's a small part of it. You know what I'm saying? But I care more about what's inside their heads, you know? So you got to be trying to do something to progress yourself in life. That's what makes a person special to me. Somebody cares about life, respects themselves and others.
Right, but okay. So, what particularly though? Because I'm looking for the definition of actually special. That's good, like for a good woman, I would say, or whatever. But what makes have you never been with a woman and you're like, wow, she's like special, like not like no other, you know, because of the way she makes you feel, or the things she says, or the different things that she does. That's kind of more I'm getting at.
Well, I mean, I think all people have unique qualities. But, yeah, I have been in those, you know what I'm saying, in those situations, you know, when a person can actually do something that differentiates them from everybody else, you know, when they can be themselves and not be somebody else. Because especially nowadays, you got so many people that's following trends of other people, you know what I'm saying? And they're not really creative enough to see it within themselves to release their own infinite potential. But when they can, then, yeah, that's real special. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that has their own direction, their own path, their own goals that they're working towards, you know, and really not trying to be like everyone else.
Right.
You know, I think that's very important, especially nowadays. You got too many people, like everybody on this Bobby doll stuff where they just want to be fake and unrealistic, you know. I'm not for all that personally, but to me, I would think it would have to be somebody who's, you know, real to themselves, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just not trying to be like everyone else, just striving to, you know, and not afraid to be themselves, you know, because sometimes we're in a society where, you know, we're critical to people who actually try to be themselves. We scrutinize people who, you know, want to be different and want to, you know, actually show their true self. And when they do that, we don't like it. We want them to be how we perceive them as opposed to how they are.
Well, that's what Rose was mentioning, not to be judgmental.
Yeah.
Not to be judgmental. That, you know, she was saying that to her, somebody that has a lot of levels and somebody that's not judgmental. Do you agree on that?
Well, somebody that's not judgmental, I mean, yeah. I mean, who are we to judge people? So, I mean, I definitely feel that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we have to learn to respect people, you know, for who they are, you know what I'm saying, not for what we want them to be.
Mm. And that's a key, see, that right there is a real big key point to why relationships don't be lasting long neither. Because we go into a relationship expecting the person to be who we want them to be as opposed to accepting who they are. And trust me, when you first start a relationship, they let you know who they are in the very beginning. You know what I'm saying? That will let you know who he is from the gate, so like a woman would too. You know, so if she shows you those signs already and you're like, oh, no, well, you know, that's just the beginning. Yeah, that's just the beginning of her continuing to act that way or beginning for him to continue that way. People show you who they truly are in the very beginning when you meet them. A lot of people say that people disguise who they are, they hide. No, they actually show you who they are, who they truly are in the very beginning. You just have to look. You just have to see, you know, and see who they are as opposed to see what you want to see. So
yeah, but I also say, though, that, you know, a lot of times I will say this, never ask something from someone that you yourself would not give or exhibit. A lot of times we ask for, you know, and expect things from people that we ourselves would not exhibit or give. And I think a lot of times that can destroy a relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, for instance, respect. If you're not going to exhibit and give respect, then how can you expect to receive it and ask that other person to respect you?
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's so true. What about the appearance, like your appearance making you
Is it okay for women to use artificial enhancements for their appearance?
Like,
because
some people be like, oh.
Because some women, like, you know, the women, not even just women, men, some guys, whatever, wear the padded panties with the, you know, to show more butt and stuff like that.
Wow.
The padded bra, I don't, whatever. I wore my share of padded bras. But the butt thing, I mean, okay, maybe because I don't need it, but I'm saying the butt thing is like a whole big panty and stuff with cushion. Well, do you think that that's right?
I
as far as advertising.
You know, me personally, like I said, I'm from the old school, and I think we need to be happy with what the Most High blessed us with. And I'm not for, you know, doing all those types of things to, you know what I'm saying, draw attention to oneself. You know what I'm saying? I believe in doing things naturally. You know, people do, I mean, they do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock them. I'm just not a part of that. I don't accept that, you know, because to me that's not real.
Do you think that's some sort of like low self-esteem? Because look at Michael Jackson. He changed not only his look, but his color. Like, how you do
yeah.
that? How you black?
Yeah, I think we live in a society where a lot of our people are lost, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, our self-esteem, you know, is low, and we allow society to dictate how we should be, how we should look, how we should think, how we should act. And because of that, you know, people do all types of things to appeal to someone else. They'll say that they're doing this for them, but they're really not. They're doing these things to try to impress or make somebody else happy. Make yourself happy and be happy with yourself first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't even need those things.
Once you have inner happiness and inner beauty, that just projects from the outside.
Right.
And it shows and people can tell. Genius, stay hanging out with us. We're going to go into a commercial. And I'll be right back, staying sexy as ever.
E.T.K. on the spot.
Real life, my man. Real talk, my man. Real life, my man.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
Check myself. I'm still beautified. I'm good. Check myself in the mirror. I'm tattoo. I'm okay. Let's go back into another commercial. I can check myself again. I don't know. I just like doing that.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you're trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
Can't get a drop off there? Live. What happens when you're live, baby? Live, we're streaming, we're vlogging. Well, that's how we do, man. And pretty soon we're going to have the group new with the members at last. Queen Cash, and I believe Liquid probably will be calling in. I don't know.
Yeah, it's your boy, Lega, LMG, Jersey Patterson. We on deck, E2K on the spot, real talk, real life with Emma E2K.
We have on the studio, in the studio, the group new, which is the three members at last, Queen Cash and Liquid, that should be stepping in, you know, in a little while. So we continue. And so we continue. I believe Liquid is going to be calling in, but we have at last in Queen Cash actually live in the studio. So, all right, so, Genius, are you still rocking with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, cool. So, okay, so we're going to go back to the topic just a little bit. I'm going to touch it for 2 or 3 minutes. for 2 or 3 minutes, and then we're gonna bring in, you know, we're gonna bring in the group and speak to them and see, you know, what's good, what's going on with them. I have 646-646. You're on with Emma E2K, E2K on the spot. 646. Don't be afraid. All right. So anyway, our topic for today is we're discussing what makes or what are the qualifications that you give to have to for somebody in your life to be actually called special, that special guy or that special girl. It can be special as far as the way they talk, the way they look, the way they make you feel. And when I say special, I mean really special. Not every person you're with is special. You know, you can love one person, you can be infatuated with another, you can really like or maybe or whatever. But there's usually in your lifetime maybe one or two, if you're lucky, special people that you can never forget through your whole lifetime, even if you move on and stuff like that. They just hold like a special, special place in your heart. So my question is, what are the qualifications that you give out for a person to be qualified special in your life? What is it that you consider special? Everybody has their different meaning, you know, of someone being special. And I don't mean special as yellow bus. I mean really special, like endearing special. So call in 347-826-7722 and give us your definition or your qualifications on special. 646, are you on? Would you like to answer the topic?
Yes, I would.
Hi.
This is Big O from Newark.
What's up, Big O? Shout out to Newark.
What I deem special is a person that considers me in everything they do. Whether, you know, if they're gonna do something positive, they consider how I can make that situation a better situation. Or if they're thinking about something negative, they think about how it may affect my life. So to me, in a nutshell, a person for you to deem a person special, a person has to love you enough to consider how whatever decisions they make affects you in everything they do.
Wow, okay. All right.
But this is more icing on the cake, but also, you know what I'm saying, a person can also consider special when they just, you know, alter your life in a way where, you know, they make you feel like you're becoming a better person. That's also, you know, another classification you can give to a person to deem them special.
Right. So basically a person that enhances your life and changes your life for the better.
Yes. Yes.
I like that. I like that definition. Oh, I really like
Thank
that.
You.
You have
Thank
someone
you.
Special
Appreciate
in your
it.
Life?
Me? Yes. Yes. You know, fortunately I do. I have someone very special and, you know, and basically, you know, I thank the Creator every day for me being fortunate enough to say that.
Oh, well, shout out to them, man, because, see, it takes a real man to be saying some shit like this, especially on the radio. So definitely shout out to that lovely queen of yours that you consider.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sure she appreciates that. I'll let her know.
Good, good. I hope you do that. I hope you do that. So stay hanging on if you can. We're about to bring in the group anew. And I don't know if I'm, I don't know, but it's new? New. Okay. And the members of that group is called, there's a female, Alas, another female, Queen Cash, and Liquid. Liquid won't be here, actually live in the studio, but I believe she's going to try to call in. So we'll catch her on her call-in. Thank you for calling, and just give me a sec, and I'm about to bring them in, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So without further ado, you know, we have them in the building, and that's new. Give it up for Alas and Queen Cash. So those that can see us in the Ustream, this is Alas.
I am.
Queen Cash.
That's right.
Okay. And those that can, will get on the computer and try to see us live. Because we're some sexy mamas up in hell today.
Exactly. And we're seeing.
Harlem. So let's start with the typical and fast up questions. At last, where did you get the name from?
At last is a double entendre. It is the Greek Titan Atlas that, you know, hold the world on his shoulders. Because
mm-hmm.
as an artist, we kind of take an unwritten oath to hold the weight of the world on our shoulders creatively. And then secondarily, it's like finally or at last, which was my declaration of my coming of age. Put the two, put them together, at last, A-T, capital L-A-S, apostrophe, she is me, I am her, we are one.
I like that. Nice. Queen Cass, any questions for you?
Oh, my goodness. They said the easy version of it. My God. You're going to make me sound like a simpleton. Anyway, my given name is Kashana. A lot of people call me Cash, and I added the queen so people wouldn't think that I was just about Cash, basically. And plus, I'm royalty, so you know.
I know.
You know.
I like both your definitions, actually.
Thank you.
I like both your definitions. And I like the fact that you didn't just pick out a name just because it was in fashion or because it sounded Gucci or Mercedes or whatever.
I can't call her Portia.
You can. You kind of pick the name to kind of suit who you are as a person.
Exactly.
You know, so when they call you at last, when they call you Queen Cash, they actually are directing you on the given name that you pick, that you chose, which is, I think, more important than even the name that they give us when we're born, because we don't decide that. Somebody else decides that. Somebody else puts that name in. They don't even know we're going to like it 10 years later. Like, I didn't even like Emma for a long time. I was like, I don't want somebody calling me Emma. Call you Big E. Big E. Don't call me Emma. I hate Emma. That sounds like an old lady's name.
Are you
whatever.
Cool with that?
I love it.
All right, there you go.
I love it because I'm, you know, after your 40s, you come into your womanhood and you know who you are and where you want to go, and that is who I am.
After your what?
After my 40s.
Oh! Give it up. I have my head already.
I know. Thank you. Hold on. Wait a second.
Okay.
Okay, girls, but it's not about me. It's about y'all.
All right.
Another day, me. But today, y'all. All right, so are you all individual artists? And then you came together as a group, or did you all start as a group together? Can you explain that? Merge.
I'll take that. We're going to take that.
Okay.
So we are all individual artists. We happen to be on the same hip-hop circuit for years and years together and just became acquainted. And through those years of becoming acquainted, we got cool and became friends and decided to start the group shortly thereafter because we all believe in our talent. We support each other. We saw each other all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, you know what, let's try this. So, new was born.
Do you think that works out better as a group because you have a group support as opposed to being a solo artist? Because when you're a solo artist, it's totally different from a group.
Okay.
In a group, you got to be a little understanding with other group members. Everybody has a different decision and opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Or what, as a solo, you're like, this is what I'm doing, and I'm wearing this, and I'm going there, and no, I don't want to do that. So explain to me how it's in that group setting and how that is.
I personally find that being in the group allows me to be a lot more creative, where I would tend to be a little more reserved in my approach because I feared how people would respond to it.
Mm.
I say something crazy now, and my groupmates are like, yeah, let's do that. And
exactly.
So now you get two people co-signing, and you're like, oh, well, then let's do it.
And then once we
follow through with whatever it is that was suggested, it ends up being like thumbs up and people enjoy it. And we're like, oh, let's do something else crazy.
Now, the same way will work if you throw out an idea and it doesn't sound, they're like, hold up, wait, let's think about that, or no, you shouldn't do that, or maybe you shouldn't wear that, or maybe you shouldn't say that.
You only knew. A lot of those moments too, but for the most part, like, we do endorse each other's ideas and definitely try to tweak them and work along to where it works with everyone in the group. So it works well.
Okay. I want Liquid to come in and have a chance. I don't know if she's calling.
Hello.
If she's calling, I don't know what number she's calling
in
from. If that's Liquid, then let's bring her in. But if not, we're going to have to put you on hold while we finish the interview. So 240, you're on with Emma E2K and Neil.
I'm not Liquid, but this is Lushy Lush. I just called in to support, man, but I feel Liquidy tonight.
Hi, baby. Why you didn't call earlier? Why I tell you to call? Why you don't listen to me? See, this, I'm like a grouper.
Get her. Get her.
I know what you're saying. I know the feeling because she does the same thing to me. You know what I'm saying? She's cutting in my show now. I'm trying to interview y'all. Come on, hold, man. Come on, hold.
Alright, I love you.
I love you. Alright, well, I'm trying to see if Liquid is calling.
Should she call now? Huh?
Yes.
I'm going to give it a word.
Yes, yes. Tell her to call in so we can be able to get Liquid in. 646, you on with Emma E2K and the group new?
Hello.
Okay, no problem. You want to listen. It's cool. We're actually waiting for the other member of the group, which is called Liquid, and she's about to call in.
Damn, the room in the room. Yeah, all these guys got like all these different names and stuff, and I try to be down and pick an alternate name, but everyone just knows me as Queen Cash anyway, so it, I don't know if that's ever going to work out for me.
Why?
We're going to make it work.
Exactly. You're going to put a stamp on that, so that when they say Queen Cash, like, oh, okay, there is no other. It's like, okay.
No, that's my whole point. I have the Queen Cash on lock, but yeah, they have, like, another name, too.
We have pseudonyms as well. So, like,
exactly.
I don't have Last, but I'm also Polaris. And then Liquid is Liquid Styles, but
that's like
Aurora Monroe. Yeah.
Okay, so you have your alter ego.
Right.
Something like that.
That's like on Beyonce with Sasha
Fierce.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the whole thing. Like, I don't even.
You don't have one?
Nah,
oh,
I'm still working on one.
Okay.
She's trying to pick one,
but she ain't married to it.
Yeah, you know.
They're still dating. They're still on a date.
We're getting to know each other.
Not that special person.
Right. There you go. Okay, you know what? Well, we're waiting for Liquid to call in. Let me ask you your definition of what is a special person for you. A special. What makes the qualifications of a person being special in your life?
Let me ask you to clarify. You're talking about relationships then?
It don't have to be relationships, sex-wise, or even husband and wife. It could be
like a mate.
Anyone that you feel that is that is special in your life. That gives you that, you know, that feeling that you go to sleep, you wake up, you're thinking about this person. Why? This person makes me want to go to college or do better or do my hair or pay my tolls or take a trip or, you know, make you do things that you normally wouldn't even really think about or none of that.
I think personally that that person would have to be consistent and share a mutual respect for each other where you respect their opinion enough to maybe if they suggest you go to school or do whatever, you're willing to listen to them so that you can follow through with that. But additionally, I feel like everything about their actions shows that they have your best interest at heart.
Mm.
And so once you feel completely secure in your relationship with that individual, regardless if it's your friend or if it's a guy-girl situation or whatever it is, but once you feel secure in that relationship, then you can walk away and, you know, if y'all don't see each other for years, you're still comfortable in knowing that if I needed that person, no problem.
Mm,
right,
that's that special person, exactly. You can continue your life, but there's always someone that holds that piece of your heart that you're like, wow, you know, I've never felt this way with nobody else, or this person made me feel like my ultimate, you know, that ultimate feeling where you feel, you know, more of a woman, more of a person, more of an artist, more of a, you know, who you are. So the same question applies to you.
Pretty much, I'll bandwagon off of what the caller said from Jersey, which was that person who is special to me is the person that considers me in everything that they do. So every decision that they make, they want to know how it would affect me, how I would feel about it, because if I consider that person special, that's exactly how I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. That's my frame of mind. So that's basically it. And as far as relationship-wise, it'll be that to the 10th power, because you can't even... I personally can't even consider many things in life without considering that special person to me.
Right.
Whether it's what I'm going to cook, from something as simple as that to the next big purchase I'm going to make.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So that's what's special to me.
Okay. Yeah, so because...
special.
All right, we still don't have Liquid on this. 347. I hope this is Liquid calling in. You're on with Emma E2K.
Yeah, this is me. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
So I was like kind of saying hello, and I was like, oh, well, yeah, it would probably make sense if I'm just on hold right now. So now those are some good questions, though. How y'all doing?
We good. You miss you, homie?
I miss you guys.
We wish you would have been here too, but they're definitely holding you down over here. I'm going to ask the question that I asked them initially is, how did you come up with the name Liquid? Is that the total name Liquid? Is it something else?
Oh, yeah. Liquid actually came from, it's more or less an allusion to or metaphor in describing how water can exist in many different environments, in many different forms, but remain the same element. If it's hot, water evaporates into moisture. If it's cold, it freezes as ice. And at room temperature, it's liquid. So it's kind of like congruent to my style. No matter the environment or the conditions of the arena in which we dwell of music, I can adjust to whatever comes my way by still maintaining my core element or my core principle. So Liquid Styles was my full name. I dropped the styles most recently. And, it's just about being able to adjust. Kind of taking a quote from Bruce Lee, water can flow or crash, be water, you know, be liquid, be able to, you know, maintain yourself while still adjusting to the environment that you dwell.
I like that concept. I think I'm going to change my name now to M-A-2-K, a.k.a. E-2-K Liquid.
Ah, nice.
I'm going to let you rock with it. E-2-K stands for everything to know.
Okay.
E, everything, to the number, instead of 2, T-O, I changed it to the number 2, and the K starts with no. So everything to know.
No, everything to know. Nice.
Everything to know. Usually people call me because they know I know everything. So basically...
There you go.
It's okay, holla, sorry.
There you go.
Let me ask you the other question too, just to follow up with what I already asked your fellow roommates. You guys live together.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said roommate. I was like, you live together too? Okay. Not that would have been a The topic of today that we're discussing is, what do you qualify, what are your qualifications for someone special in your life? What is it that makes them special to you? Like, what do you consider that, you know, when you say, wow, this certain person is special, or this person has been a special person to me, what is those qualifications to you that made them special in your life?
That's a good question. I would have to say... One of the biggest qualities to me is loyalty. Like, I feel that a loyal person is a very special person, largely because the world that we live in is so fickle, and, you know, the only thing that is permanent is change. So for someone to have that sense of loyalty, it means a lot to me. Somebody that's very special is my sister. Anybody knows me knows my sister is my heart. And throughout all of my life, trials, tribulations, like, she has always been in my corner, whether I'm right, wrong, or whatever. She'll tell me, you know, what she believes. If she'll tell me when I'm wrong, she'll tell me when I'm right, but she's always had my back 110%. So whenever I think of special, I think of loyalty. Like, I feel like any other, you know, vice in life, I feel like people are human, people make mistakes, you know. Some people lie. Some people, you know, do things that they can't go back, that they may regret. But loyalty, I feel, is something that either you're loyal or you're not. And it's like no in between. So I think a loyal person is a special person.
He's the first person that brought up the word loyalty. So I like that. You see, you can ask the same question to like 50 different people and get 50 different answers. That's the thing that I love about, like, you know, holding the topics and having everybody... Because you think, oh, everybody's going to say the same thing, but not. People don't really say the same thing. People have different views and different thoughts. So it's always good, because sometimes I stay stuck with one thing. Like, I'll ask a question, I'll be like in my head, like, oh, I already know the answer. And then I start hearing everybody else's answer, like, wow, I kind of didn't think it that way.
Right.
I was like, okay, oh, I see things differently now. So it's good. We get a chance to learn. And I love to learn every day. Every day should be always a learning moment, you know, never lose the moment to learn. People kind of block out, like, oh, I already know that. I'm not listening. I already know that. You know, don't shut down. Just always take the moment to learn. That's always good. Question. How long, individually, I'm going to start with Alas, how long have you been rapping? How long have you been doing this?
Oh, inception. Since the time the sperm met the egg.
Come on, mama, to call over here. I want to know what you did. And I was big.
Exactly. It came out like...
The blood.
It came out the womb rhyming.
There it is.
Like, wah, wah, wah to the wah, wah, wah.
Cut the bed, cut the musical cord. I got it back. Cut the musical cord.
No, honestly, that's the one consistent thing that anybody from any point in my life from elementary school to now will say, are you still rapping? That's the one thing I've always done. And as soon as I figured out that I could do it, my next step was getting better at it.
And where you from? Right. Originally from?
Oh,
where you
from? Right here in the Bronx.
BX,
we started this.
BX.
Yes.
BX, stand up. All right, so the question to Queen Cash, how long have you been doing this? You know, before I even bounce to her, how old are you? I know, you know, us females are not supposed to be asking each other's age, but since y'all already put me on blast, and I know y'all are older than me, and I know that y'all are older than me.
You put you on blast.
I know, but make believe that it was y'all, make believe. All right. So.
I am older than I look.
Don't go on.
Good answer.
That's true, that's true.
Okay, I'm not going to press it because I know that... Okay, so...
I'm an 80s baby. We're all 80s babies.
80s babies. Okay.
So, you know, go from there.
I was trying to get into 80s, but y'all was born there. Okay, let's just keep going.
Yeah. All right, so I started rhyming when I was about 9. Before then, I did a lot of other kind of creative writing. Like, I did poetry and stuff as a kid. I wrote stories and always entertained myself in that way. But then I figured out writing raps was a bit more entertaining and impressive, and I wanted... to get that popularity, because I saw, like, my older cousins and friends rapping and knowing the lyrics to songs, and so that's when I started, like, trying to...
Nice.
And Liquid, the same question for you?
I kind of around the same time as Queen Cash. I was 8 years old when I wrote my first rhyme, and it was something that I always did, but I didn't really understand it, I guess, until that age. But, yeah, I would, like, make up my own little songs, like, ever since I was little. And I kind of realized I think I had a gift when one time I made up this song. I was riding in the cars, me, my mom, my sister. And later on, I heard my mom singing it. And I was like, oh, my mom liked my song. And even then, I didn't really understand it. But, yeah, it was around 8. It was, like, elementary school, 2nd grade or 3rd grade. I forget how it goes. But,
okay.
Yeah.
How long have y'all been in as a group? Since what time have y'all all merged?
We've always been a group. We just found out, though.
Yeah.
But,
Yo, what's funny is we all had a collection of pictures. And, like, we would be at several different events as solo artists. And I think one day we were just going through old pictures, and every single picture we would end up together. Like, it'd be a room full of people, but for some reason, we'd always be in the shot together when we took a flick. And so it kind of felt like it always was there, but we just finally put a name on it when we did X.
And how long ago did we do X then? Like,
that was 08? 07, 08?
I think it was 08.
It was 08, yeah, the Boondocks mixtape, EP thing.
Yeah, that's
it. It just seems longer because you guys already have been supporting each other from way back.
Right.
So it just kind of...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do any of you have any kids? Anyone is a mother?
Not yet, no.
No kids?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Anyone married?
Yeah, I'm easily married.
You married? Queen Cash is married?
No, I mean, it's three of us. She got his cousin.
I'm married for all of them.
Yeah, word.
That's hilarious.
She's a cat. So Queen Cash.
I share that.
She wearing that.
That's right.
She wearing that. So Queen Cash.
Right.
Who do you represent?
Where do I Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. DJ in the building.
Look.
Liquid, where do you represent?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Wow.
Born and raised. I currently reside in Harlem, so I mean, I show a lot of love to Harlem, but
So you're here permanently. You live in Harlem.
Yeah, I've been living in Harlem for 2 years now, 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Well, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to NY. Welcome to New York City.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You make it anywhere, they say. So this is, you know, this is a place where you need to grind, because you make it here, you make it anywhere. So you know what I'm going to ask next. And if you don't know, then, you know, I'm about to ask for some skills up in here. You know, because we have to rep at Queens, and show them that, you know what we're talking about. So, at last, you have the floor first. Give me some 16 or 8, something. Give me 2 bars. Give me something. Give me 2 words. No, 1-2 words, I mean.
What's up, ladies? We doing written freestyle songs.
Freedom.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
Yes.
All right.
Yo. I got it.
Grab it, inspiration, and absorb me.
I gotta absorb it all. Good work. Yeah. I'm talking. I'm from the Bronx. We've been here from the start. I'm looking up at the wall that says music is art. What does that mean to you or to me? It means that this music lyrically is much better. When you put it, I mean, multiply it by 3. And what you get me, Queen, Cash, and Liquid Styles. Because when we come through, we get it all wild. So new, G and U is what we get, what we be. So when you see me in the streets, just wave or walk on by. Because I'm not even really trying to hear you say hi. Unless you got a few bars that you're trying to spit, then yeah, okay, I can get with it, but if not, then you can keep walking on by. And don't ask me, ask Queen Cash why.
Why? Because we could keep it flowing. You know, I'm on the microphone, keep going. We in the studio live and vibing. I see you over here just shucking and jiving. Check me out in the video. I'm waving. You know me from Trinidad, not Haitian. But shout out to those people over there because they went through it. But anyway, the group new, yeah, we do it right off the top. It really ain't nothing. And you know we live in the studio, ain't fronting. I'm here with At Last. She on the speaker box. She means liquid. You know how we get it.
Yeah. So I'm jumping in, coming in the caboose, Liquid Styles. I'll never get hung like a noose. I spit the lyrics, no, it's not written. The words are off the top of the dome, biting, forbidden. So I'm in here, sitting in the closet, not R. Kelly, but I'm about to rock it. I'm at my high school reunion right now. I guess I just told you my age, but hold that down. It's all good, I'm about to hit the stage, leave all the crowd chilling in a maze. And it feels real good to rock with my sisters. And I said before, yeah, I really missed them. But it's cool because I'm with my fam here. When I get back, we're going to rock till the end of the year. And guess what? Just so you know, the album coming soon, Camel Toes and Dildos. Now you know.
Now you know. She put it out there. Camel Toes.
No.
Oh, that's
Liquid
Solo joint, Gummy Bears.
Oh, yeah, Gummy Bears and Champagne.
Yeah, she just released
What made you come up with that name, Gummy Bears and Champagne?
Oh, Gummy Bears and Champagne got me through grad school. Like, when I was when I was writing this album,
Grad school with champagne, so.
Yeah, I'm telling you, try it. It's the best snack ever. If I was having a bad day, you know, that brightened me up. If I was having a good day, it was the best way to celebrate. So, I mean, it's a play, you know, it's a little metaphor in there. Gummy bears, very childish, playful, fun. Champagne, more serious, you know. So it's two extremes, and I bring together my southern roots and my northern rawness or my northern style that I developed, because I feel like the type of artist I am blends both the north and the south together. So it's a whole bunch of little hidden metaphors, but... yeah, that was a little solo joint.
At last, how does it feel to be mentioned in the, my mic sounds nice with BET. How's that feeling when they're up there and they're talking about, hot MCs and all that, and you hear your name, and, did you know that they were going to mention you? Was that like a surprise? Talk to me about that.
I still wasn't sure that they would use it. It was just an option for them. It feels great. I mean, I'm not going to front. I love it.
She was blowing that whole week.
Whole week.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
That's how. When you're being acknowledged, that's how.
But and that's what it comes down to. The bottom line is that women in hip hop were here, and I was appreciative, number one, of the fact that they mentioned that there are so many of us that are circulating on the scene that just unfortunately are not on the mainstream side of things.
Right.
But we're here, and there are many of us. And so I was excited that they mentioned the next wave of women in hip hop. And additionally, naturally, I was excited to even be included and mentioned in the same breath as a lot of those ladies. So, I mean, I was like she said, I was blown all week.
Yeah, let's give it up. We have
yep.
Woo!
I'm coming. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, I see the audience. You have to go?
Do your thing, Liquid. Do your thing. Have fun, mama.
They have to pull out the closet.
Not R. Kelly style.
Not R. Kelly style. Is she still on? Did she?
Not R. Kelly style.
She left?
Nah, it's not like she. Because she was saying
yes,
that
I'm
she had to go perform
right.
Soon. So.
Yeah. I think they're calling. Well, that was great.
Yeah, I think she's supposed to be rocking at 9.
Yeah.
She's still on?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You got to run.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
No problem.
What do you think?
We know you're in the middle of that. We appreciate that you called in at least. I said at last because I'm catching saying at last.
It's all to the good.
I had to do the interview as a group because
yeah,
I'm sure I know
you.
That's important for you guys.
For sure.
Yeah.
And get out the closet.
Yeah, I'm like in here. It's like stuffed animals and stuff in here. It's kind of uncomfortable. I'm not sure. Why they have these stuffed animals here. But love you guys. New camel toes, dildos, all that good stuff.
For sure. So what we're going to do is we're going to go on to which, I don't know, which song do we have?
Pretty People in 09.
Pretty People in 09?
You can do Pretty People.
Okay, so we're going to go into Pretty People in 09, and then we'll be back.
It's called X, the other song. I don't know. It's called X.
We'll be back with any questions that you have for the group. New Liquid has to do a thing, but we still have that Latin Queen Cash here. So this is how we're doing it. We'll see you in a few. You already know, 34782.
Fibonacci spirit, no more need for you to quiver it. Femic, really, if you just in the eye of the beholder, behold. Look into my eyes, see a story untold. Constellations just swan my soul. And you get lost as galaxies unfold. I hold the master key to emotionally retreat. Optionally, I've taken that leave before and won't repeat. See, I dwell in a land that I live in, artistically giving you all of my vision. Driven to collision on a course of precision. Feigning my interest in mental health submission. Living every day on a brand new mission. Shine like the star, you are the intention.
You are a shining star, baby, you cut the fire. No one wanna see you fall, no, never know. You take me to the top, make everyone hot. You're the theater, cause you are so beautiful.
Runway, flagship galore. Deep down, root to the floor. Brick mod and hook the core.
Wanna be on top?
It's the top.
Stride, walk on guard. Light with the camera of our guard. Cross your stamina, stomp it hard.
Walk for me.
No,
so who's the air flip the show? Strike your pose, serve your toes. Easing the dance floor, teasing your eyes. Seizing the runway, filling my stride. Cussy,
time,
you want this shit, you sitting just on target. You've just been on.
Oh, paparazzi, you've just been won.
Afar, you are so nebular, beam of light. Whenever you step in a room, you're about to blow, go off soon. Tick, 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 boom. The bomb, lucky charm, what beauty remedies are you on? Where have all your imperfections gone? Perhaps you were just born, setting off the pretty alarm. Like, like,
it's the part where you work it through.
Like,
your pretty is your fault.
You are a shining star, baby, you cut the fire.
What I don't like to see is anybody being in
If they call themselves a construction worker or whatever it is that they title themselves, and then they're doing something else. As opposed to if you're a construction worker, then you should learn about, you know, how to how to build the building or
cement. Yeah,
or
weld. Like,
right.
Put a wall up. Hush up. Yeah, I say.
But what I'm saying is you should learn and you should be
all
into
your craft.
A lot of people don't do that. Don't learn even the legality of it, nothing. They just come in like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to paint. Okay, well, you know, how are you going to get the money to paint? Like, who's going to see the things after you paint? Like, you know, those type of things. So anything you want to do is possible. Just make sure that you really, really do your homework on it. See if that's what you want to do. Because sometimes, like, anybody can say, you know what, I want to be a doctor. I'm going to be a lawyer. But what it takes to become a doctor and all the years you have to sacrifice and all the studying, you may not want to do that. You may want to take your mind and say, you know what, I'll just draw blood, you know, and just, you know, take for the less years. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that whatever you want to do, make sure that's what you want to do and you want to focus. You don't want to waste your years on doing all that and then decide, you know what, that's not what I want to do. I want to go turn and do something else because all those years could have been spent on the craft or whatever, you know, you decided or whatever it is that you had chose to do for yourself. So let's go into the calls. I have 347, you're on with Emma E2K and the group Noon.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
This your boy Piccolo. What up, girl? And how y'all women doing today? I'm hyped, though, because y'all on the radio. I'm on my way. I'm in Cali having fun. I'm hyped right now. So we living good, y'all. What it is?
Oh, see, I know you made it out there. Say, me calling up all the way from Cali. That's real love right there. We appreciate you.
You already know. I'm a new fan from the heart. Feel me?
You know, boo. That's why we love you.
Yeah, we know.
Piccolo.
Piccolo
is definitely a friend of the show.
Piccolo is definitely... Word, man. Yo, not for nothing, but my last experience before I left New York was with y'all at night. And then I went to the EOW 10-year anniversary after. But my last hip-hop experiences before I left New York was with New Rockin' at that wonderful event we were at. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful day. It was good. What's new with y'all? You know what I mean? It's about new right now. I want to know what's new with new.
Exactly.
Camel Toes
and Dildos, October
2010. Yo, how did y'all come up with that name? I always wanted to ask y'all that. Like, the name of their joint is Camel Toes and Dildos. My people are listening too. You know what I mean? So y'all got fans now too because I said so. They your fans now because I said so.
You know what? Sometimes as a group, I'm going to lose the point of us. And what happened was Liquid actually came up with the title. And she said, come on, y'all, let's lit. And me and Cash was like, Al, seriously?
Is she serious?
And she was like, come on, give me this one thing. And we were like, Al, really? So we said it a time or two, not officially, and the response every time is so priceless that we're like, you know what? You get this one.
Exactly.
Camel Toes and Dildos, that's the name of the album. You win.
Pretty much.
So she won all those. And yes,
hands down.
But every time we get the little snickers and the little giggles, and it makes a person think, you know what? With a title like that, I have to hear it.
Exactly.
Like, at least once,
right.
I got to hear what is on an album called Camel Toes and Dildos.
Right, like what can we actually hear from an album that's called that? Like, hello.
You gotta wait. Yeah.
Camel Toes and Dildos. Your mind just starts racing. Like,
that's what it's supposed to do.
Woo.
Exactly.
Hold on, Piccolo. We have another caller. 914, y'all with Emma E2K and the group new.
Yeah, this is Earl. The other half of Merle. I have a question. Who came up with that title?
Oh, you probably just missed the answer, but our roommate Liquid kind of came up with that because she's crazy and insane, and she's like a musical mastermind.
Exactly. As you heard, the last album title was
Gummy Bears
and Champagne, so she likes stuff like that. And we kind of got not even strong arm because we like the idea, but now we love the idea. And basically, we give her the credit. Who's this and where you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Mount Vernon. My name's Earl.
Hi, Earl.
And, hey, how you doing? I also have another question. Like, who are the producers that you're working with?
We work with a whole host of producers.
Yeah, we kind of just put it out there that New was looking for music, and a few people responded with the stuff we like, because we like real unique and
up-tempo,
up-tempo beats. Like what's the count on one of our songs?
160
beats per minute.
Yeah.
That's like almost unheard of. But you know, we like unique things like that, and you know, just trying to break in a different kind of style to the hip hop, not the same old humdrum boom back.
Okay. All right. Well, keep doing your thing. I just want to make a comment. Made a little call real quick. All right.
Well, thank you, Earl.
What's new.com?
Hey.
Yeah. Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. See? You still on?
Still here.
What's up?
I'm chilling, man. I'm listening to New. I just call her as a fan. You know what I mean?
So you know what?
We love you.
So we're going to play you something from New, which is
the other joint called X.
Music.
Well, it's not been a commercial, and that's how we do it up here. He's a camera spot. And we're going to the phone. You know what? Let's go to my phone, man. Let's go to my theme song. Can we find my theme song, Fabulous? Can we go to a song? Play a song for me.
Fibonacci spirit, no more need for you to quiver. Femic, realist, if beauty's in the eye of the beholder, behold. Look into my eyes, see a story untold. Constellations is one my soul. And you get lost as galaxies unfold. I hold the master key to emotionally retreat. Optionally, I've taken that leave before and won't repeat. See, I dwell in the land of the living, artistically giving you all of my vision. Driven to collision on a course of precision. Feigning my interest in mental health remission. Living every day on a brand new mission. Shine like the star, you are the intention.
You are a shining star, baby, cut the fire. No one wanna see you fall, no never know. You take me to the top, make everyone hot. You're the gift, you are so beautiful.
Runway, flex, it's galore. Beat down, root to the floor. Brick mod and hook the floor.
Wanna be on top? It's a
not ride, walk on guard. Light with the camera of our guard. Watch the stamina, stomp it hard.
Walk for me.
No,
boost the air, flip, dust the show. Strike your pose, serve it, go. Easing the dance floor, teasing your eyes. Seizing the runway, filling my stride. Cussie, cussie,
punch, punch.
You want this chick, you sitting just on target. You've just been on.
Oh, half a rock, you've just been won.
Afar, you are so nebular, beam of light. Whenever you step in a room, you're about to blow, go off soon. Tick, 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 boom. The bomb, lucky charm, what beauty remedies are you on? Where have all your imperfections gone? Perhaps you were just born, setting off the pretty alarm. Like, like,
it's a part where you work it through.
Like,
you're pretty, beautiful.
Thank you everybody for calling in and I know. Thank everybody for calling in and just give us two. Don't need it. So yeah. So here we go. Okay. So we're waiting now for Nareen. I don't think he's in the building just yet because I went to check. But I did see Lega doing a session. Lega is over there in the studio. Team studio is doing a session right now. And Tone is out there filming his video. Tone T dot O dot N dot E dot V. He's there filming his stuff. And I had a great time, man. I love them ladies. Like they're like my little sisters. I have to say little because I already expressed my age. In the 80s, baby. They were born in the 80s. I was hanging out in the 80s. I don't feel too bad about that stuff. I could still hang out. I could still hang out. And they still think I'm a new baby, too. I think I'm gonna be the fourth member. I gotta call them and see if they let me rock on to the break. No, go, go. I wanna go check out their show because right here they got like the crazy energy, so I can only imagine when they're on stage doing their thing. But anyway, so we're gonna go into
Ivan Doc Rodriguez artist.
Ivan, I'm sorry. I know you gave me this exclusive, and this song actually is not even coming out till 2011. And he gave us an exclusive on it, so we're the first to actually play it. So, here we go. Here it is. Call me back and let me know what you think on it.
Yeah. It's the opposite.
you. Revelation rapture for real. How you feel, I'm on the field. Construction hates the instruction. Live my life for the real. No caution, kill it like an abortionist. Seduce my soul as you a sorceress. I'm seeing it, seven heads and ten horns. Them horns are sharp, but you're a dead one. Seducing many, you're like the photons. Optimist, defeating Voltron. You up in the air looking for Motor. The weather is fine, we're seeing no drum. I hear good news, that's why it's mentioned. My engine is built higher dimensions. To find the place mode is mentioned. We rob the spoilers, want attention.
Yeah, we're back on. We got a call at 718. 718, you're on with Emma E2K. I'm over here on the bus.
Hey, what's going on, Emma? Heard the whistle's official. How you, baby?
Hey, what's going on? My God, where you been?
Hey, man, been hustling hard, man. Just keeping it popping, man. Everything is everything, man. Just been, you know, keeping it moving, man. How you been, Buddha?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to get sexier and sexier. You already know.
Oh, come on, mamacita. I already know that.
Thank you for the whistle. I haven't had a whistle in a while, man.
Oh, man. Come on. Let me give you another one. You too official. I had to get
this. I love it. Keep them coming.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl, Emma 2K, who is muy caliente.
Listen, I want you to touch on the topic that we're talking about.
What's up? What's the topic? Talk to me.
Okay. So the topic we're talking about is, what do you consider, or to you, what are your qualifications to consider someone special in your life? Like, for instance, someone special that makes you feel like a certain way or makes you change, like, your lifestyle or anything that makes you do anything different than you normally would have done. That's what I'm talking about, special.
Wow, okay. I mean, there's so many different angles I could come at it with. That's a big question. I guess my first thing I would say is, the first thing I notice about anybody would be their personality, you know what I'm saying? Because their personality is the essence of a person, what makes them, you know, tick, what makes you really feel connected to that person. And certain things that make me, that will make me go, boy, I'm like a loyal person. I like those cats that you know that's going to be down for you through thick and thin, that Bonnie and Clyde. That person you know that's going to have your back and it's going to hold you down through thick and thin, those are the people that I go all out for. You know what I'm saying? That's that person, you know, especially if, you know, if you're talking about the counterpart, or you're talking about friends, or you're talking about like that special someone.
Well, I mean, either way, because we have them special people, like, in our family that hold us down.
Okay.
Or a special friend or a special relationship.
Well,
and it don't always have to be sexual, because you can have a special relationship with someone platonic, you know.
Okay, I would say like this, for friends or for like family, it's that personality, you know what I'm saying? And for me, it's different attributes, you know, their loyalty, how kind they are, how thoughtful they are, how sweet they are. And those are also, in turn, when you talk about a relationship, those are the things that make you fall for that counterpart. Like for me, I love a woman that's, you know, that's understanding, is kind, supportive, loyal, caring, someone that, you know, is encouraging, you know what I'm saying? That supports you, somebody that's thoughtful, you know, somebody that's kind, and, you know, somebody that, you know, shares the passion, same passions I have. Those are the people that, of course, that's that woman I go all out. I'm put you this way. I'm looking for that, you know what I'm saying, that Bonnie to my Clyde, and we can keep it cracking that way. For family and for friends, you know, just for loyalty and respect, you know, and people that, you know, genuine people, real people, you know, find real people these days. Everybody always say keep it real, but people ain't keeping it no type of real, you know, so just, you know, real people, people that's genuine.
That's true. Listen, give out your Twitter, man. Give out your Twitter, your Facebook, you know.
Oh, okay. Everybody, y'all can check me out. I mean, real simple, man. You can Google me easy, Cool V. Check out Cool V's, ratednext.blogspot.com. Facebook will be the real Cool V. Twitter's Cool V's, ratednext, or Cool V Biz when I ain't in Twitter jail. And just simple, man. Just check out your boy Cool V. But, yeah, man, screw me. Enough about me. It's all about Emma, you know what I'm saying, E2K. What it do, mamacita? Been a minute.
That's what's up, baby. I appreciate you supporting me. You know, we have to keep supporting each other. You know, it's just often people, you know, go through different paths or whatever, but we got to keep everybody special in that special place and in that special lane. You know what I mean?
You know, I want to tell you, too, also thank you for always for constant support of Trunk Hustlers. Also, and for all those people that's been supportive of Trunk Hustlers, and as well as another mission of mine is Operation We Care, you know, that we work for the homeless and disadvantaged youth. Thank you for all those people that shown support in any of my business endeavors or, you know, many publications, websites, whatever. For everybody that ever supported me, mad shouts to y'all. And just shout out for y'all people that supporting the real, supporting real hip-hop, supporting real talent, and supporting real people like, you know, E2K Magazine. Just don't listen to her show. Shout out, give donations, check out the magazine, man, because girl go hard. She go for the, you know, the underrated, the underprivileged, and the people that need to be heard. Real talk. So mad love and support, you know, shout out to you. You keep it popping and keep these lanes opening for these people because it's important and imperative, man. But support begets support, cats. You know, a lot of us always talk it, man. But, you know, be like Emma, be like Cass, is really real with it, man. And support the same people that support you, man. Show love. Give love, show love. You know what I'm saying? Support begets support. That's what
Thank
it is.
You know, we're the voice of the people. And I know you trying to make me cry and stuff, but I'm not messing on my mascara, Cool B. What are you doing?
I'm just speaking from the heart, man. You know, I talk the truth. I'm not lying here. That's real because in this game, you know, and especially in the entertainment industry, you got a lot of people to always talk about real. But, man, I'm going to just keep it 100. It's been real fake lately because, it's all started with reality TV, and people feel like that because these shows is a competition and it teaches you how to be conniving, you got to do dirty things to be on top. But what people don't forget, like, and I see a lot of people supporting and saying they follow the 48 laws of power and all that stuff, but people, just, you know, food for thought. The 48 laws of power does not supersede the laws of nature. What goes around will come back around. If you do dirty, it's going to come back on you. So just
That's
keep it on.
You know, but it's the same thing. When you talk about 48 powers of the law, and I don't want to go off on another topic, but I just want to address that since you bring it up. It's just like the people that read the Bible. You know, people kind of take what they want to take and they use it how they want to use it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it's there. It's there, like the 48 laws are there. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to apply each law. It actually means you can educate yourself on the law and know when it's being applied to you.
Exactly. But see, the problem is you got people that's doing things, that's pushing it out in the wrong perspective. My thing is this. The book, I mean, basically is a roadmap. It shows you, you know, conniving cats and different things that people do to be vindictive. But my whole thing is just to say this. I'm not even in that realm because I'm not practicing. I'm not noticing. I'm not worried about it. I'm going by, you know, you study religion just to find out. It's supposed to be a reminder of your moral fabrics, you know, remind you of the teachings and more teachings you've been taught since you've been a kid, you know, do right, do wrong. And at the end of the day, man, I'm like this. I really succeed for what I'm doing by, yo, that cat was the beast at what he did. You know, he was a nice da-da-da-da. And I kill him with kindness, man. All that conniving, backstabbing, talking, and all that stupidness, man. And I don't even like, you know what, for real, Emma, I love everybody. Even cats that feel like they may think that, you know, oh, blah, 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 or they may do things, man. If a person throw rocks, I'm not going to sit time and throw rocks with you because that's time I'm taking away from productivity. And that's what people don't realize. When you stop being productive is when you start focusing on somebody else's grind and start hating. It takes more time to hate than to do, you know what I'm saying, to congratulate. So, you know, ain't nothing nobody else can get. My grandmother taught me, if somebody got something, ain't nothing you can't get, baby. So just go after yourself and get it. Go get it.
It's just like they say, it takes more muscles in your face to make a frown than it does to make to smile.
That's right. And I'm telling you, you got the pretty smile. Y'all, Emma cute, y'all. I'm telling y'all, support my girl. She pretty, y'all. I'm telling for all y'all dudes listening, go check out her picture. She ain't ugly, dog. You get it in, dog. I love her. She a cutie.
It's hard.
It's not
to stay sexy. No, it's not.
Yeah, y'all know Emma cute, y'all, so get up, dog. She fly, dog.
I'm
at Emma, dog.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. But we got off the topic a little bit, so I just want to come back to the topic again just a little bit to finish off what you were saying, which is
your definition on what makes someone special to you.
Yeah, well, just my definition. Well, I mean, just once again, my definition for somebody being special is just, like I said, it's their personality. It's also, you know, just a person that has a genuine person. And, you know, people that have genuine traits, you know what I'm saying? People that have traits that make, you know, it's a lovable trait that you love a person. You love a thoughtful person. You love a loyal person. You love a person that's respectful. You love a person that's supportive. You know, it's when you have genuine traits, then you got no choice but be thought of as special. I mean, I think that, you know, you'd be crazy not to be. And a person that doesn't, and like ladies, for you ladies out there and brothers that, you know, doing right by your mate, and that person's an idiot, do not get mad, get bitter, and it's the result to the same old ignorant stuff, man. Misery loves company, man. Just move on to the next, man, because some people may not like them traits, but trust me, there's some people that would definitely respect those traits, so keep being you, man, and all you do, be you. Don't let nobody turn you.
That's what's up, Kubi. I appreciate you definitely for calling. Stay hanging on. We're about to go to our next guest, which is Nareen. And if you can say, you know, just listening, continue to the show. If not, I definitely appreciate you calling in. Absolutely. And don't make this the first nor the last. You hear me?
Oh, baby, I'll be back like Terminator. I'll be back like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the game. You ain't worried about it.
That's what's up. Good looking. And shout out to all the fellas over there. On my behalf, A2K and Lush Radio.
All right, let's make it happen.
That's what's up. Shout out to Goya in the chat room. I see you, baby. Thank you for tuning in. We're about to go to our next artist. We just had the group new here, and, you know, they smashed it. They're awesome. You know, they're doing their ones and twos. But we're going to switch and flip because now it was female, and now we're going to have, you know, my sexy street poet coming in, which is Nareen. And, you know, let's see what he has to say about the topic, and then let's see, you know, what he's doing. And besides that, he is celebrating his born day with us today. So make sure you call in 347-826-7722. Call in and wish him a happy birthday. And let's go in. For no further ado, give it up for Nareen. He just walked in the building, everybody, okay? So let him draw in his sexiness. Call in 347-826-7722. I see you, knowledge. What's up, baby? Let me kiss. You want to step in? You want to sit with us? You want to sit with us? Cool. You sure? Okay. All right. You know, we need some visual here, okay? So my people want to see some visual. Make sure you follow him on the Twitter, which is Nareen. Facebook, Nareen.
I love Nareen Facebook.
I love Nareen Facebook.
www.nareen.com.
Google him, he's Googleable. So just add Nareen to the Google. Go to Google and all his stuff will come up, all the videos, all the shows, everything he's doing. Before we go into a little bit about Nareen and his career and what he's doing, let's go into the topic. One of the qualifications, things that we do here when the guests come in, we go into the topic. So the topic for today is what to you, you know, because everybody has their different opinions, to you, what qualifies or what's the qualification of someone being special in your life? It can be family, friendship, man and woman relationship. But what qualifies, you know, to you, what's your qualification of that person being special, that you can say, wow, that's a special person, or this person made me feel a special way, or I can't forget about this person, for whatever the reason may be. I mean, everybody has their different, you know, reasons of feeling that way, but what is your definition on that?
I think everything is based on the energy that you exchange with that person is what determines whether that person has a special place in your heart and vice versa. You know, everything is based on the amount of energy and the different levels and different dimensions of energy that you exchange with one another, and that determines someone's specialness.
All right, yeah, we did speak about the levels, and somebody had mentioned loyalty, but you're the first to say energy, right? Nobody has said that. Not the callers, not the one has said that about energy. So, okay, that's something else to look at. So, which is energy that's exchanged with whatever, you know, the particular person, whether it be family, friends or female to male.
It's a combination of potential and kinetic energy. You know, because sometimes you don't even have to open your mouth and the connection is there immediately. You know what I'm saying? It's just the vibrations of energy that trigger certain things inside of you that value that person. And then you automatically grade that person with a certain value. You know, whether it's the person that held the door for you this morning, or whether it's the taxi driver that, you know what I'm saying, that picked you up, or anything, just the amount of energy that you done exchanged with that person in a certain amount of time, you'll be able to determine, you know, whether that person is somebody to consider special.
So let me ask you something. So you're saying that it can be someone that you don't even have, like you said, the person that opens the door, or maybe somebody did something at the right time for you. You was like in a real messed up state of mind, and all of a sudden somebody did a kind thing to you and that held them special for that moment, or it has to be someone that you're kind of actually having a relationship with somewhat?
Well, even a person that you done had a relationship with or might have a relationship with, it had to come, it had to derive from somewhere. That's that energy, that moment of Genesis where you guys had to meet for the first time. You know, they have to come from somewhere. So it might be that you met that person that did later down the line that you found that that person was special, but you met that person because he held the door for you. Or, you know,
Okay.
They have to come from somewhere.
Okay. So I get what you're saying. Right. It actually started there, and if you was to see this person or whatever, you could have said thank you and got into a conversation, numbers exchange or whatever, and then, or you see this person on a regular, maybe at your job place that they hold the door or a place where you frequent and you see them on often.
For example, I have a lot of, I get a lot of love and a lot of people that send me a lot of love because they appreciate the music. I've been making and recording, writing and recording for years, and I've done exchange energy with a lot of the fans and a lot of the, I like to consider them friends after it gets a certain point, you know, after
right.
I exchange a certain amount of energy with them, and, you know, they're fans of mine, but it becomes like a friendship, you know, that's developed,
right.
And, you know, I have a few of those special people out there, too,
okay.
And I know who y'all are.
Okay, well, shout out to the special people. You know what I'm saying? We always want to be shouted and acknowledged. Shout out to them. Okay, so I'm, because every time I throw out a topic and somebody always hits me with something different, my mind goes somewhere else with it. Like I'm thinking of one thing and somebody hits me with that. Like somebody said loyalty before and, you know, saying different things. I was like, well, okay, I didn't think about that. That's true. It is loyalty. Boom, it's true. It is. And now you say energy, which is, to me, now that you, and it's crazy, I didn't even think about it, but to me, I think the biggest thing, aside from loyalty and all that, because all that, the different levels and all that is important, but definitely the energy, because that's where it starts. Absolutely. You know, before you can be loyal to somebody, you have to have that energy to want to be loyal, or to, right, to even make the attempt of having that in your mind, or wanting to see them, or whatever, so... Yeah, I think you bring it back all the way, full circle, and that's good. I love this. I love to get on the topic and just go out of it. I love it. So, okay, so another thing that I do know about you is that today is your born day.
Yes.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I know last year there was a surprise party, right? No more surprise parties?
Yeah, I'm not going to say who was behind it.
I know last year was a surprise party. I don't know how to say, but this year at least, you know, I can do it greater, which is, you know, saying happy birthday to you, you know, in front of fans and the radio. I'm not gonna cry. But do we have callers so we can go to a caller? 201, you're on with Emma E2K and Irene.
That's me right there. That's right. Peace. This is the God Infinite Mind. I'm over here at Nairain's birthday party. You know what I'm saying? We over here waiting for Nairain to come through, showing some love. I got moms over here. Hold on, mom. Say happy born day to your son.
Happy born day, baby boy. I love you.
Oh, that's a big queen.
And where's Emma E2K?
Here,
yeah,
mama. I love you. I miss you.
Oh, I love you too, mama. Peace.
Oh my gosh, so there's a birthday party going on and he's here. That's exclusive.
wrong with that? Everybody's over there waiting for Mejitia, and I'm very honored, though. I wanted him to come up so he could explain to us about his album that's currently out. Let me just take one more phone call. 347, you're on with Mejitia and Irene. There it was. And we go back to what I was saying, which is the promotion of your album. No? Yes? No? Okay. The promotion of your album, how is that going? I know I have two songs to play that you sent to us, and we're going to play it. But before I get into the song, I want you to actually talk about them, because I know you write based on, you know, what happens in your life or based on some type of reality in your life. So the two songs that you submitted, let's go with the first one. Which one was it?
Street Poet.
Okay. Let's talk to us about that, how that song came to be, and why did you write it?
When I wrote that record, I was just thinking about myself and some of the things that I've done experienced throughout my learning process and being a student of life. You know, so grabbed a collection of thoughts.
And that's how this record came out to me.
Yeah.
So this record, like all the other records, of course, is very important to you. And as I know, the album is dedicated to Denisha.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely in Denisha's honor, the album.
Okay.
The name of the album is Poetic. For those who don't know, get that yet. It's on iTunes.
And it's also on your website.
It's on my website.
Nareen.com.
Some of the songs from the album are leaked on YouTube, YouTube.com/ Nareen.
Thanks, so y'all can tap into that. Denisha Rose is asking, and I was just going to explain, but Denisha is your ex-wife?
Yeah, Denisha. Denisha's somebody real special to me that passed away.
So that, you know, not most of the song, but the album itself, the project itself, the journey itself.
The thing with Denisha is that she was like one of my main inspirations in terms of moving forward and going real hard and putting the energy that I'm putting towards the music right now.
And your number one fan is Pat Lamar.
Yeah. So, you know, out of respect for her and all that.
That's all that. She
did, all the motivation that she gave me and the inspiration, that the album is definitely in honor of her.
That's what's up. See, I like when somebody is going to honor someone that's passed away in a positive way, in a good way, as opposed to going out there and doing crazy things where you're not really honoring the person. So, you know, that's definitely a great thing. And I implore that to anybody else that wants to pay homage or tribute to anyone special in their life, again, going back to the topic of someone being special, showing them, even in their passing, you can still show them, their family, their friends, how special they were to you in doing positive tributes to them. And this is definitely one of the positive tributes. So going to, you know, switching it a little bit, let's go to the other song that you sent in, the reason why you wrote that, which is titled?
The other song, these songs are exclusive. They songs that belongs to the next project, which is called Style of a Street Poet. So the first project is called Poetic, and the second one, the follow-up project, is called Style of a Street Poet.
Street Poet.
And these are two tracks that's going to exclusively hear ahead of time. This record is called Recipe for Love, the Inspiration. I wrote the record.
Oh, I think this is the one. I call it a record.
This is, I have to tap into some old memories that I've had in the past. One of some important women in my life. So, special women in my life.
This thing's a copy.
I had to tap into that to write this record. I brought it to a group called Ecstasy. They learned the words within an hour, and even less than an hour, and they blessed it.
And magic with me.
I wouldn't say magic. I'll let y'all be the judge.
I would say magic. It's my show. I can say it. It's magic. All right, so let's go into the first one. Are we ready? I want to play that. Can we play that? The Street Poet. Let's go into Street Poet and call in 347-826-7722 and give us your opinion on it. Make sure you go to his website, which is www.nyraine.com, nyraine.com. YouTube him, Google him, and it's Mrs. Busy.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Nah, Rain. Style of the street poet.
My boy walks down the city street. Hope was in his eyes as he searched the spaces of the people he meets.
When I'm in the zone, lightning strikes my pen when I write a poem. And I recite my verse in a booth made of styrofoam. Master the microphone, my thoughts are deeper. Ancient Egyptian features, preferably. Play this song, pyramid shaped speakings. Perfection is part of my demeanor. Street poet, the truth if it's something I call it. Experience is what keeps my gun loaded. Pray I don't soak it, cause success is the path I've chosen. Critics say that my gift is golden, even mind blowing. Huh, it's never easy in the streets. Poverty increased, and we always seem to be in harm's reach. But I promise to change it if I could and help my people find a way about the hood.
My boy walks down the city street. Hope was in his eyes.
Huh. Talk to me.
As he searched the spaces of the people he meets.
Huh.
For one he could recognize.
Yo, from King David to King Solomon. I'm like King Tut to an Egyptian archaeologist, King Blood to a Latin King most dominant. Music without me is like a scuba diver without a tank of oxygen. On my square like the father in the parliament, on Mount Morris. Shit, got the eye of Horus. Flows, control the way the track orbits. It's that important, got skills enormous. Picture your mind traveling anywhere you wanna go. Back to the days of the Navajos. Witch doctors cure diseases, some say it's magical. Gladiators battle slaves versus dangerous animals. They say even atheists pray when stuck in a rabbit hole. I say everything is mathematical. Religion is like genocide with a load of calico. Quadruple the ammo in. Intentionally, deliberately dismantle modern day pharaohs. Babies playing with burners instead of a rattle. Niggas who least expect be the first ones to tattle. 10K with war for us, Adam's apple.
My boy walks down the city street. Hope was in his eyes. As he searched the faces of the people he meets. For one he could recognize.
Street poet.
Yeah, man, and that was Street Poet by Nareen. Make sure you call in 347-826-7722 and give us your opinion on it. Give him a birthday shout out, man. It's his birthday today. It's his born day. And everybody always feels special on their born day. Wow, look at that. See how that falls in? See how I think I could be a rapper. I'll make a mix. I think they left me out of here hype. Like I think I'm a rapper now. All right. I know who I am now. Oof, I'm back. Anyway, so I just want to, do a little surprise, which is, Nareen, his born day. And how's a born day without no cake?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Tyrese. Happy birthday. Hello to you. Happy birthday. last year I got us a surprise and again this year. Woo! I'm doing good.
You gotta make a wish.
Yeah! It's chocolate with the Oreo and the self berry.
Yeah, so much.
Wait, you gotta take a picture. You don't know what I made that lady go through. Write his name on there. You got that? Did you get that? Okay, we get it later. Let me just finish the interview and let's leave the little cakey right here.
Oh, thank you so much.
And many blessings and many wishes on your day and every other day. Not only on your born day. But, okay, so we touched on the album, and we touched on the new album that's coming, which is the Style of the Street Poet that's coming up.
Right.
When is that coming? Do you have a date, or are we looking this year, next year?
Well, when
when I was doing poetic, when I recorded the poetic album, everything was done like real quick. We did everything in like during the making of the album, Denise passed away. So everything was like
right.
instead of me like dropping everything I'm doing and just focus on dealing with that. And focus on mourning. Just I'm more about just moving forward. So we did that project in 3 weeks.
Wow.
The album in 3 weeks. This one, I want to take my time.
Okay.
And I want to put some, just want to use some features. There was no major celebrity features on the first project, which was poetic, and that was intentional.
Right.
So this time around, I want to do some there's already some collaborations that's been done.
So we're looking forward to hearing some collaborations in the new album coming up.
On the new album, most definitely. All
right. That's
so this one, we're looking at like maybe roughly February, maybe March, you know what I'm saying? But don't quote me on that.
I'm just saying February is like around my birthday time. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. All right. So talk to me very quickly about this Wu-Tang thing craze that I'm seeing on the YouTube and the next ninth general, and you know, everybody's already saying that you're already the ninth general. And what's the situation with the Wu-Tang is looking for new members? Like, what is that about? Because you're popping, like, you know, it's all over on the YouTube and everybody's talking about it. It's kind of like already co-signed, you know, by the members of the Wu. So what's good with that?
No, I'm not in a co-sign yet, you know what I mean? Nothing set in stone yet. I still got to put it in. Fact, I got to work harder than, you know what I'm saying, anybody else, because the hype is like that, you know what I'm saying? So anything is like, it's more work for me to do, you know? Like basically, for those who don't know about the competition, it's the Wu-Tang, they're looking for the next, Benjamin is looking for the next super group. Like put a group together just like how the Wu is.
That's gonna be hard.
But they're not looking for no copycats. Like they don't want nobody that's gonna be jacking
their styles.
They want people that the young generation can relate to. A super group MCs that could take over the industry lyrically and bring that what's missing, that element of what's missing in the hip hop nowadays, bring that into the equation.
That real rapping cipher like that.
Yeah, bring it back to where everything is a circle. Everything comes around in a circle. It used to be cool to like cultures rap and have thick messages. It used to be popular, you know, back in the day. And nowadays it's more like bubble type stuff.
It's all stuff watered down stuff.
But I don't have nothing against anything that's out.
Make your money how you make it.
I'm just saying that in terms of messages and content, it has to be a point in time where it has to circulate and come back in full circle. So that's what's the plan. So they're looking for non-members. They're going to be searching different keys.
So is it people voting? Like, can people vote for you? Like, how does it work? Like, or who picks that?
Right now, I went to Boston for some of the taping. You know, that was for the audition in Boston. They're looking at the touch key states in the United States, like valuable states and all that they feel is necessary with MCs. It's like critical, you know what I'm saying? They talent is critical to get some attention. So they hit key states, and then once they do that, they're going to pick a good amount of MCs to compete with one another, and everything is going to be broadcast.
Live.
Yeah, live.
And the audience, like the audience gets to select, or?
A lot of the stuff is disclosed even to us. You know,
so this is like some top secret stuff.
This is like, and you just gotta be, you know, gotta follow up on YouTube is the best way to get information about it.
Okay.
The website, competition.com.
All right, so you know, you've heard it here. Make sure you support Nairain and everything that he does. Make sure if you haven't already copped the album Poetic that you get it. Anything involving him, you can go to his website, which is www.nairain.com, NYRAINE.com. Google him, he's Googleable. He's a cutie pie, man. Make sure you go check out his photos, leave the comments on it. He's single, ladies. Today's his born day. Make sure you, you know, go over there and give him your little happy birthdays and slip the number on the side. You never know.
I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? He is in the Cougar's lair, so that's what happens. But anyway, I want to thank my guest group, New, that was here earlier. I had a great time with them. Thank you, Liquid, for calling in. She was, like, doing her reunion, and she called in still. Thank you for that. And all the callers that called in and everybody that supports me. I'm blessed to be here another Saturday with your support and your love. You know, we'll be here again next week. So thank you. Thank you. And we're going to go out with Nyrain's, what's the other song?
The record's called Recipe for Love.
Recipe for Love. Oh my God, this is my favorite.
You already know.
Ecstasy,
Vision,
Beast Red Productions,
Nova,
Recipe for Love.
That's how we gon' lay down, girl.
Yo,
let me talk to you for a second, baby, and tell you what's on my mind. Cause the feeling that I get when I'm around you is something I can't deny. So I try.
Together we make the perfect couple, and for you I lay my jacket down on top of the puddle. You complete my identity. Heaven is when you're next to me. Anyone think different is the enemy. Protect you until my last breath. Impossible to categorize the way we connect. Your love is so valuable. Said I was gonna make it big and shit, I never doubted you. Infinity sounds eternity. Trips to Germany, I wish a nigga would. I leave his t-shirt dirty, put him in the infirmary. Certainly I need your love, and it's an emergency.
I love your company.
Do you miss me?
Yeah.
I can't complete my.
Therapy lotion. Told you I'd make your coochie wetter than the ocean. What you thought I was joking? Yeah, now rain combination of pleasure and pain. That's just the best way for me to explain. Take off your panties with my teeth, tongue kiss your coochie. Write my name with my tongue on your booty. Yours truly, treat you like a man supposed to. Economically and emotional, could tell what's well overdue. The best things in life you deserve. Can't wait for the day that you push that corny nigga to the curb. Love you more than you could ever imagine. From here to Saturn, whatever I gotta do, boo, I'm down for the challenge.
I love your company.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh.
Cause I got the recipe for love. Recipe for love. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got the recipe for love.
Won't you be
recipe for love? Come and give me your love.
You and me, between the seas. I'ma show you why they call us sexy, girl. Now I'm a street poet in a booth with us. Three Virgos on the track, case.